Hallelujah. What a wonderful time and day. To the believer, today begins and gives us the hope that no matter what we are going through, we know there's a day of overcoming. Say amen.
Amen.
Just recently, we celebrated the death of Jesus. He was arrested. He was sold by his own friends, betrayed by his own friend, and the friend showed where he was. But it's only your friend who knows your weakness. He knows at what point where you will pass. He was arrested and rushed through a quick trial. Went to the high priest, took him to Pilate, took him to all the places, and all of them saw that he did nothing wrong. But still, the man must die. Not for his own wrong. Though he did nothing wrong, yet we did something wrong. So there must be a judgment on our sin. So he took it upon himself and was crucified. He gave up his ghost. His friends and disciples ran away and left him. Thank be to the women. They followed him to the cross. After his death, they followed him to the tomb where he was buried. None of his disciples knew where they put him. It's only the four women, Mary, Magdalene, and Mary's mother, sister. And they are the one who followed and saw where he was buried. It takes boldness. That's why women could give birth more than three. If it were the men that were giving birth, they will have one, and that's the end. They didn't have the chance to anoint him. But you remember during the walk of Jesus on earth here, he knew they wouldn't have time to anoint him. So there was a woman who came and poured oil upon him. And the disciples started complaining. And he said, "This woman is anointing me for my burial. Because there's going to be a time you may not have time to anoint me." So he died. They buried him. They followed there and they saw where it was. Time was not on their side because of the Sabbath. That was a special Sabbath that falls on a special great day. It fell on the Sabbath. So they had to go home that after that they will come. It's the Sabbath starts in the evening of Friday, then end the next evening of the Saturday or the Sabbath day. So just after that, they decided that they were going to anoint him because he needed to be anointed. So they did all what they were to move. I love this woman's faith. They had many things that confronted them. One, by that time, Jesus might be, if you are dead and you are placed there to that time, something might be happening to your body. Isn't it? Two, the tomb itself, there was, in those days, it was in a, you don't dig the ground and put it. It was hewn into a, like, they make a hole into a rock and make it like a room. Then when they put it, they cover you. They cover the, and that was how. But unfortunately, the disciples of Jesus Christ forgot all the teaching he was teaching them. He's been saying, I will be crucified, they will kill me, I will suffer, and I will die, and I will resurrect. But none of them remembered it. But his enemies remembered it. The church forgot that there will be resurrection. The world remembered that Jesus said he will resurrect out of envy. When they went home and they remembered that, and the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate. What did they say? Saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, after 3 days, I will what? Rise." This is not the church saying it. This is the world who heard him say that. So, they decided to put an obstacle to his resurrection. And most of us try to do that thing. We can obstruct God. We can stop God from doing what he said he would do. So they asked permission that the tomb be made secure. Look at what they said. Made until the third day, lest his disciple come by night and steal him away. I've been born in Guam. And say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. In fact, what they didn't want to see was the resurrection. It was what they tried to fight against. So he said, this is what the man said. If this thing really happened, then we are finished. So hell, every place, demons, and his followers said, let's stop him. So they asked permission that it should be sealed so that even if Jesus gets up, he can come out. So he said, you have a guard. Pilate said to them, you have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how. Well, I won't do it. Tomorrow you come and accuse me that me and my soldiers have managed to connive with Jesus' disciple to steal his body. So if that's what you said, you get your own people, your trust, put them there, seal it, my power is backing you. I love God. He'll just try you and see. And they did it exactly as it was and put the guys there. Early in the morning, tell somebody the morning will come. Then early in the morning, something happened. The guard heard, they saw something they have never seen before. The angels descended. I don't even think Jesus needed the tomb to open before he comes out. Because he could get into a room which is locked. But if he had come out, still the tomb closed, we will argue that he wasn't Jesus. So it is for our sake that the tomb has to be opened, so that we will know that this is the place they put him and he is no longer there. When the angel came down, and behold, there was a great what? Earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and did what? Roll back the stone from the door. The problem they were thinking about, somebody is made his sitting place. What you are afraid of, what can I do with this situation, is a sitting place for the angel. He rolled the stone and did what? And sat on it. No matter what, it's like a stone. that stops you from advancing in life. Whatever plans the devil, the enemy, a devil, his mother-in-law and father-in-law sat down to plan concerning you and said, this one cannot go away, it will be rolled away today. They sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the angel shook, and the guards did what? Shook for what? For fear of him, and became like what? Look, the people they asked to guide the tomb, they are lying down like dead men. They rather became dead men, and the dead man rather is up. Your enemies, when God appears, they will be like dead men. Amen. The resurrection brings us to a place where our enemies should be the dead men and we should be alive. Then, but the angel answered and said to the woman, then the women came early in the morning to come and anoint Jesus. And the women started asking the question we will all ask. Who will roll away the stone? Who will take away this sickness of ours? Who will help me to pay this debt? Who will be my helper at this time? They were going there with faith, not knowing who will roll away a stone. But they went there, they knew, they saw that huge stone being rolled to that place. They saw it, but that morning they decided, we are still going where the stone or not, we are going to anoint him. We wouldn't allow any obstacle to stop us from getting to where Christ is. We will go the rest. But when they got closer, they saw that there was a problem. Oh, let's tell who? And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? We have the spices, the body is inside, but how to get inside? Sometimes you have what it takes. And the other side, you know you can do this job, but how to get the job? So they had a problem. Let's look at the women. Thank God for these women. The men are jealous. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stones from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, your problem is very big. Jesus won the very last stones, not the smaller ones. No matter how large your stone is, the resurrection power can remove it. Amen. It was a large stone. Then the verse 5, and entering the tomb, when they saw it was rolled, before they thought about it, God have done it, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. That young man was not Jesus. They saw someone sitting by, quiet, waiting to talk to them. So, And he said to them, do not be alarmed. The angel was like a man. No wings. They said, young man. Not an old man like me. Do not be alarmed. You seek, I know what you are looking for. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was what? Crucified. He is what? Risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. This is the evidence that he is not here. Jesus actually resurrected. Amen. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into where? Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. The disciples were afraid. They have forgotten that Jesus will resurrect. Even they never remembered that Jesus said he will rise up. Jesus' enemies remembered at least. But his disciples didn't, forgot. What they were afraid of wasn't what even the disciples were planning for. But fear has gripped them. Their hope had been dashed. They left their work to follow this man and his company. And his company was dissolved one day. And they didn't know what to do. He was killed. They left their boat. They left everything. They thought Jesus was coming to bring redemption, to deliver them and to become the prime minister or the president so that they can have cabinet ministers. They can be cabinet ministers. So everybody was positioning himself, fighting among themselves. Some people used their markets to come and lobby for them. The lobby didn't start in now. It started a long, long time. Lobbying for ministers. This one said, look, let two of my sons, let one be on your left, one be on your right. The rest. Give them the top position. So that was what they were looking for. They didn't look at the heavenly governor. They were looking about the earthly one. And one day, overnight, their hope was dashed. In fear, they were hiding. And some people thought they would go and say, they even don't know where they ran away. So, Jesus resurrected. So go, tell his disciples. And what? Peter. And Peter, that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. Somebody said, go and tell my brothers. Before them, he called them friends. After resurrection, he started calling them brothers. That God had a relationship with men at different times. The first man he created was a son. The son of God, Adam. Pure everything. Adam sinned. He became an outcast. So God had a relationship with man. We're outcasts. Then God found Abraham. They became friends. So we have an outcast, we have servant like Moses, and we have friend. But God wanted to bring us back to sonship. And it took sin to drive us out from a position of sonship. And it also took the one who destroys sin to bring us back to sonship. So go and tell them now, they are my brothers, not my servants, not even my friends, to go and meet me. And said them, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to the brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father. I'm ascending to what? My Father and what? So if you and somebody have the same Father, what is the relationship between two of you? He didn't say, I am going to my Father and your God. He said, my Father and your Father. That is why your spirit can cry and say, Abba, Father. That is why he said, when you pray, that is when then the Lord's prayer now comes upon. Our Father who art in heaven. Before them, you always hear him calling them, my friends, my servants, my all this. But this is the first time he called them my bread. He said, that Father of mine is your Father too. Okay, let's continue. Then the women. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you see Jesus who was crucified. You seek Jesus who was what? Crucified. Yes. He is not where? Sometimes where you are seeking the Lord Jesus, that's not where he is. He's not among the dead. See. Come and see. Come. See the place where the Lord lay. He wanted them to have evidence. Yeah. And go quickly and tell disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Then, and as they went to tell disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. Do what? Rejoice. So today is a day of what? Rejoice. Today is a day of what?
Rejoice.
The resurrection brings rejoicing. No matter what we're going through, Mary had a spear through the heart. I didn't know what was within that days after. I don't know what was going through her mind. But it's a day of joy. Put yourself together no matter what have happened to you. No matter what the devil have done to you in your life. I want you to know that there's a day of rejoicing. And today is a day of rejoicing. He said, rejoice. In natural fact, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. In other areas, the disciples did not even believe. And Jesus had to. And when they heard that he was alive and being seen by her, they did not what? They have forgotten that Jesus said he will resurrect. And they know when the Roman kills you, you are dead. But when they asked for his body, when his disciples who were hiding, Nicodemus and who? Arimathias. Joseph. Joseph. And Nicodemus. They were among those people. And they believed in Jesus. But they couldn't bring their favor out. Like some of you, at a certain place, you don't want people to know you're a Christian. That was how they were. But they have faith in it. But that faith came out after his death. They said, we can no longer sit down. Let's give him a befitting burial. And two of them, with the women, did a private burial for Jesus. Nicodemus and Joseph came out. If you're hiding your faith, a time is going to come. Your faith should be shown up. Don't believe Jesus and hide him somewhere. Let people know. You cannot hide Jesus forever. There's something that will kick you out to do that. So they buried him in their tomb. The disciples did not believe because they knew he was dead. But when they went and asked for his body, Pilate said to the centurion to whether Jesus had died. So they went and he was surprised Jesus died so quickly like that. So they checked, and when a Roman checked you that you are dead, you are dead. But they were going to break their legs. If you are not dead, they will break your legs and your hands. So that even if you get up. You can't walk. But when they got to Jesus, he was already dead. And it has been prophesied that his bones should not be broken. They broke the rest, feet, and their bones. But when they go to Jesus, the word prevailed. Amen. In fact, they could say whether he's dead or not dead, we will still break his. But the scriptures can never be broken. So he went back and reported that the man is really dead, properly dead. So they took him and released him, and they went and buried him. This is when the disciples went to look for him. And he resurrected. The disciples met him. They did not believe. They could not believe. Like some of us, we are finding it difficult to believe. So Jesus has to prove and reveal himself to them one after the other. And there was one he met the 11 and showed himself. And when the 11, it was 10. Then one was not there. You know the one who wasn't there? Huh? Thomas was not there. But after Judas, he was gone. And Thomas called the twin. Ate. Oku. One of the 12 was not with them when Jesus came. So when he came to them and they said, our master have resurrected. They said, how can 10 people lie like that? The man who they killed, how do you people say he is alive? He said, we saw him. Say, oh, Kai. Kai. Ah, it's hallucination. How can 10 people hallucinate and see the same time, the same thing? Another disciple therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I, Thomas, unless I, Thomas, see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nail and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Like some of us. He said, no, 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 no. Because the mind has been programmed that when somebody is dead, he's dead. He couldn't even imagine the way they beat Jesus, the way they hanged him, the way they put this sword here and these nails, and you said the man is alive. Even if he got up yesterday, the nails and the beating alone can't make him get up. Tell me all what you're saying. And the world is still challenging the resurrection of Jesus Christ in different ways. Jesus came. Is that me? I won't believe it. Peter, I know you. I don't believe you. You talk by heart. John, oh, you are too biased towards Jesus Christ. Andrews, oh, I know you. This one, he knows everybody. See, I believe all of you, but concerning this thing, have you ever seen Pilate, Romans crucifying somebody, a person dead, coming back to become a human being again? Have you heard it before? Well, I understand that Lazarus was dead. It wasn't the Roman who killed him. This one there, the Romans, when they kill, they see to it that you are dead proper, proper. Like some of them, hey, my village wishes, when they won't destroy you, they will destroy you until you are destroyed proper. I can't believe it. And while he was talking, Jesus came. Oh. And about 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. So his disciples themselves had a problem in believing that he resurrected. So they cannot concoct the story that he's resurrected. Not only Thomas, all of them. At a point, Jesus had to ask them, give me food to eat, so that you know that I am human. They say he's a ghost. Yes, we believe you've resurrected. But the resurrection is a ghost. They then define Jesus as a ghost. But they are used to ghosts. You know, when the storm came, he said, you know, when they saw Jesus, they call him ghost. So this one, they say, oh, no, 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 no. So Jesus, I think Jesus appeared and said, you are a ghost. She said, I am not a ghost. If I am a ghost. But while they still did not believe for joy and marvel, he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb. And now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, what did he say? Peace. Today I release that word to you. Peace. Yes. Shalom. Peace to you. in the midst of this troubled world, this is the best message we need to hear. Peace in the midst of resurrection. Peace to you, okay? But they were what? Terrified. Somebody have brought you good news and say peace to you. Why should you be terrified? Why? And were frightened and suppose they had seen what? A spirit or a ghost. And he said to them, why are you troubled and why do you doubt? Arise in your what? Arise in your what? So your heart can be down. You can be in church, but your heart is doubting him. He didn't say, arise from your knees. Arise where? Your spirit is down. Your spirit must rise up and to be alive so that he can know that I am alive. Arise. Look at my what? My feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have what? Flesh and bones. As you see, I have. This is not a ghost, though. And yes, am I? That is Jesus. It is not ghost. The ghost is different from the body. The body is in the cemetery, but the ghost is walking around. That is not the case of Jesus. His body is not there. His body is the one with his spirit in it. It is not only his spirit that was coming around there. It was he, Jesus. I am not a ghost. They feared the ghost. They saw Jesus. Some of you used to cry. Oh, my mother. I went to see my mother's ghost. If your mother's ghost appear now. I am not a ghost. I am the Jesus. Ghosts don't have bones and flesh. So he said, people, you can't believe properly. And while they still did not believe it because of the joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of what? Broiled fish. And what? And he took it and ate it in their presence. What you think is a ghost? What you are afraid of is Jesus Christ. I read this so that you will know that disciples did not concoct anything. But they themselves had problem in believing that Jesus was alive. Even those they who saw him dead and resurrected, they still saw the body of Jesus, and said, no, this can be. They tried to put explanation around the one who was talking to them that this is a ghost. The devil can make you put different interpretations to your Jesus. The whole Jesus any real. Sure. As of now, I can't be now. They are trying to pollute your mind. Arise in your heart. Christianity is real. It is based on a real story. Those who wrote the story, they did not come from a point of bias that, oh, we already know the man. The man said he was resurrected. So we are seeing something. Let's put something down there. No, they themselves were struggling to believe it. And after they got to know that this is Jesus, no wonder they were preaching it and they were ready to die for it. You see, what you know is true. You are ready to die for it. Jesus resurrected. And I pray that today your eyes will be open.
Amen.
I pray that today your eye will be open. Amen. Like the disciples, So while they were talking about his resurrection, some of them were moving, I think, 7 miles from Jerusalem to a place called Emmaus. While they were going, and they were talking about, anytime you talk about Jesus, he comes there. Anytime you think about Jesus, anytime you start talking about him, he listened to you. So they were just, and it was so, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew close and went with them. Oh, Jesus started going, walking with them. And look at what Jesus did. But their eyes were restrained. Sometimes people's eyes can be restrained. It can be kept. You will see Jesus, you will see him. Most of the time, when Mary even saw him, he said he's a gardener. And he was talking to Jesus. As he talked, until the eyes get open. I pray that our eyes will be open. Amen. Jesus is always around, but it takes him to open your eye to see the resurrected Christ. So they said, they started talking, and Jesus joined them, and they were talking, and Jesus took the conversation from them. They were talking because the ladies, they went and reported to them that Jesus, so the news spread that they said, Jesus is alive, oh, he's resurrected. So they said, this woman, Shia, ma. Every time they have stories. Did Jesus, they killed, and the women have said that they have seen him, he's alive. And they were going and were talking, we are not there. So where did Jesus join them? And Jesus went through the Psalms, went through Moses, the Old Testament, and explained, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The scriptures explain Christ because he is the word. He said, look, this is what it has been said. This is what was said about him. This is what was said about him. Still, they were listening to him. And Jesus said, oh, let's continue what Jesus said. Oh, they keep on walking. And they drew near to the village where they were going. And he indicated that he would have gone further. Jesus made as if he was going further. But they constrained him, saying, what? Abide with us. For it is towards evening. I think that's where you got the song. Abide with me. It's not for burying the dead. It is for the resurrection. Hallelujah. So they said, abide with us. For it is towards evening. And the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Will you ask Jesus to abide with you? Jesus wants to abide with you and break bread with you. It is when breaking bread with you that your eyes will open. Some have walked with Christ, we've walked with power, but haven't seen that power. The church have walked with the power of God, but haven't seen it. I pray that God will open our eyes that we might know that the power which we walk with is Christ Jesus. Amen. So when they saw Christ, look at what happened. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, broke, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Look, after his death, he will feed you. He is the bread of life. Yes. If you are sick, he will give you his life. Yes. He is the one that gives life. He is the provider. Don't let him go. Let him stay within you. When you hear his word, don't let the word pass by. Receive the word and let him stay with you. Today, as I'm speaking, some of you say, after I finish, you go. Please, let him sit down. Let the word you hear abide with you. And when the word abide in you, and he abide in you, you will then ask whatsoever you want, that he can do it for you. It is the word that abide in you that bring the result. And when he opened and he did it, look at when he broke bread, he then, their eyes were what? Open. And they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Sometimes the Jesus we walk with, we don't see him. He's just as close, as real, as he was, but we think he's an ordinary person. The way God presents himself looked like very ordinary. Until our eyes are open, we might not see that this is where our salvation comes from. But when their eyes open, they say, wow, hey, it's Jesus. They walked with Jesus, they did not know. It takes revelation to see Jesus. I pray that he will grant us the spirit of revelation that we might see him. Finally, and they said to one another, did not what? Our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road. Anytime the word of God or Jesus is speaking to you, something happened within you. When you come to church and you are hearing the word and something is happening in your spirit, it's Jesus. He said, didn't we? Why were we hearing the word? We saw that this thing is not an ordinary thing. This word is concerning my life. Some ideas are coming. I'm having some kind of understanding. It is Jesus by his spirit. So anytime you come to church and they are preaching, we are singing, we are doing anything, and something burns in your heart, you have some understanding, know that Christ is just by you and is ministering to you. I'm telling you the way you can be blessed. Or you can walk with Jesus. He can even preach to you. And you will know he's the one. He can come to your bedroom, talk with you. Come to your hall, sit at the table with you, and you tell him, Papa, I'm sleepy. Go home. Let us be very sensitive. Then we can get a blessing. These people, they walked with Christ. They never knew he was Christ. Until Jesus was going, if they had allowed him, he would have left them. And they wouldn't have known that they walked with Christ. But today I pray that he will reveal himself. He will give us the spirit of revelation so that we can. We're going to close. Today is a good day. It's our day of resurrection. A day that our stone is rolled away. A day that Jesus has shown himself to you. It shouldn't be a story in the Bible. Did you hear what I said? Don't let it be only a story in the Bible that is, oh, Peter Kuhunwe. Me too. And the desire of Paul in his life that I might know you. I might do what? Know you. And what? And what? I might know him and the power of what? This is the desire you should desire. One, knowing Christ. Two, the power of resurrection. What is the power of the resurrection? The Bible said the very spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that same spirit is in you. It means that no matter what a situation is, it could be a rock, it could be a stone, it could be anything. The very power that brought Jesus out against the decree of Pilate and the guide of the of his enemies, that they said, I have finished with you, that power can bring you out. If you know that, you will not be thinking about your village small, small witches. But they cannot stop your breakthrough. They cannot stop your husband. They cannot stop your wife. They cannot stop your healing. And they cannot stop your children, you from giving birth. I pray that you will have this knowledge. Paul's desire is that the power of resurrection. Stones cannot keep, no human being can keep, there's no limit to that. Whatsoever is dead in your life will resurrect again. If your business is dead, it will rise. If your marriage is dead, it will rise. If your health is failing, it will rise up. Whatever the resurrected power can do, it can do for you. In fact, when you carry the resurrected power, nothing. You know, Jesus' clothes, when people touched it, you know what happened? They get healed. Do you know that Peter's shadow, not his clothes, his shadow, keke, the resurrection power. After Jesus resurrected, you don't need to come and touch Peter's clothes. You just need his shadow to fall on you. That is how powerful the resurrection power is. And I pray that all of us will have that revelation. And that revelation will bring us to where we are. Whatsoever God has said about you. For me, what I've learned about the resurrection, that whatever God said about Jesus, nothing could stop it. They were fulfilling it without knowing they were fulfilling it. And whatsoever have said about you, nothing can stop it. Each one of them will come to pass. No one have the power to stop what God says he will do in your life. Let this be your guiding word in Jesus' name. Amen.